Look, those of us with thinking jobs, talking jobs, computer jobs, we're simply not burning enough energy. And doing the whole calories in, calories out thing is defeating. Like, how little can you eat if you're not moving throughout the day?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Superwoman Wellness. I'm Dr. Taz. I've made it my mission throughout my career in integrative medicine to support women in restoring their health using a blend of Eastern medical wisdom with modern science. In this show, I will guide you through different practices to find your power type and fully embody the healthiest and most passionate version of you. I'm here for you, and I can't wait to get started.
Hacking your metabolism, is that really a thing? It's something I think we hear all the time, sounds a little gimmicky, maybe even a little bit cheesy. But what does it really mean? Look, your metabolic health is made up of a variety of factors. It's not just calories in and calories out, although that matters at the end of the day. Metabolism is sort of the sum of your gut health, your hormone health, how much inflammation you have in the body, and so much more. So when we use a phrase like hacking your metabolism, we're trying to talk about the micro habits that you engage in moment to moment, day by day, that ultimately make a big difference in your overall metabolic health, and you see them after some effort and some time on the scale. All right, let's dive into it. I'm gonna talk about five ways you can hack your metabolism. Here we go. Number one, drink water. I got this present recently. I have been using it, and I have almost doubled my water intake, and I feel phenomenal. Here's what water is doing. It's doing a couple of things when we talk about metabolic health. Number one, it's just keeping you hydrated. Duh, you know that's happening, but that's really important for things like your blood pressure, your heart health, really getting the colon lubricated, and so much more. It's important for detox. But when it comes to pure metabolic health, if we're gonna look at hard numbers, drinking water increases your metabolic rate by 25% for up to 2 to 3 hours after you drink water. So if you're drinking throughout the day, think about it. You're getting a micro boost as you move throughout the day, even if you're kind of sitting here like me for hours. So drink water and try to get at least 60 to 80 ounces per day. That's about two of these roughly, and keep it with you, carry it with you, and make it fun. Maybe put it in a fun colored cup, add electrolytes to it if you want to, but drinking water is key, and you do need to drink more water if you're drinking sodas or Celsius or caffeine. Those dehydrate you further, so you kind of have to make up for that on the other end there. So water, we know, is an easy, inexpensive way to hack your metabolism. Let's move to the next one, and I kind of alluded to it. I'm learning this on my own as I've been tracking some of my own personal data. Look, those of us with thinking jobs, talking jobs, computer jobs, we're simply not burning enough energy. And doing the whole calories in, calories out thing is defeating. Like, how little can you eat if you're not moving throughout the day? I bet this resonates. You do your morning workout, and then you go into your sitting job, and you sit for the majority of the day, but you think you've checked the box on movement because the workout is done, right? Wrong. I've wondered for years, why do I lose weight on vacation? And now after tracking my data, I finally know why. Here's why. Dynamic movement throughout the day, 10 minutes here, 5 minutes there, up and down the stairs, down the parking lot, crossing the street. Those dynamic movements are more important for your blood sugar, for weight loss, and for metabolic health, because the body is constantly in motion versus the start, stop. I'm gonna work out and then I'm gonna sit. I'm gonna work out and then I'm gonna sit. For a lot of us, what I'm realizing is if you're in a state of metabolic decline, right, either because you've hit a certain age or your hormones have shifted or you've had a chronic illness, so many different reasons to seeing that metabolic shift downwards. If you're in a state of metabolic decline, you have to literally move throughout the day, set your phone alarm to remind you to get up and move around. And sometimes it's better to take that morning workout that we talked about and split it and do half in the morning and half again in the evening, so the body is kind of always perceiving it's in motion and your metabolism is humming. So get up and move, super important. And that takes us right in to metabolism hack number three, build muscle, right? Time to lift those weights. Now, look, I've got to be honest. I am not the biggest fan of lifting weights. It's just not my thing. I much prefer yoga or Pilates or some of those type of activities instead. But here's the deal with muscle mass, right? To increase the muscle that you have, you can do yoga and Pilates. What that's doing is toning up the already existing muscle, right? So if I've got maybe a little bit in here, doing yoga and Pilates continues to keep it toned, keeps it nice and fit, doesn't necessarily build more muscle. So if you're getting to a state of metabolic decline where your body fat percentage is going up and your muscle mass is going down, and remember the hormones can trigger that too, right? When we lose estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, all these hormones, we do see this gradual shift downwards for muscle mass. So if that is what you're seeing, you need a combination of toning the muscle, yoga, Pilates, etc., and a combination of increasing the actual muscle. That's called muscle hypertrophy. And for that, you have to load the muscle. You have to gradually lift heavier and heavier and heavier so the muscle is actually stretched and under some tension so it actually grows. Muscle is a big part of this equation when it comes to your metabolic health, both toning it and building it. A combination of muscle building activities is key to hacking your metabolism. All right, that's three down. Let's talk about two more. Maybe these will surprise you, maybe they won't. Your sleep. Not sleeping deeply and consistently keeps the body in an elevated cortisol state. Now, by deep sleep, I mean an hour and a half of deep sleep, meaning you're getting oxygen to the brain, and an hour and a half of REM sleep, where you're going into that deeper restful state. We find that when our patients or us, we're not getting into that deep restful state, our cortisol levels are higher, which drives your blood sugar up, which drives your insulin up, which means more belly fat, which means metabolic decline. Again, going back to why do you lose weight on vacation? Well, if you're sleeping more and dynamically moving more, then we know in turn, you're actually bringing down those stress hormones, you're bringing down blood sugar and insulin, and you're moving towards a more metabolically active state. And that leads us to our last metabolism hack. None of us can go on vacation permanently, although I'm sure we wish we could. And we can't promise that there won't be stress in our lives. So managing stress and learning to build the tools into your schedule is really important when trying to understand how to hack your metabolism. So what does that mean? And what does that look like? Well, that could be as simple as you meditate for 10 minutes in the morning and then 10 minutes again in the evening. It could be a 1 hour acupuncture or massage session. It could be going out in nature for a hike or a walk and really breathing and allowing your phone to be put away and to stay disconnected. But any of these stress lowering, cortisol lowering activities make a difference, not just for your mental health, they help there as well, but for your metabolic health. So really think through, how can you add that in to any given day? All right, so these five metabolism hacks are easy, not expensive, something you can do no matter where you are in the world. Drink your water, move throughout the day, build and tone muscle, make sure you're sleeping deeply and consistently, and last but not least, manage your stress and have a stress management plan that is daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly. All right, I hope that helps you to understand a little bit about how our metabolism works. I post new videos every week. Don't forget to like and subscribe.